Welcome to episode 17 of Enough for the Internet, the Nathaniel Jones Podcast. And now, here's your host, Nathaniel Jones!
Thank you, thank you. Welcome back to the podcast for another week of fun. This week, we've got a new feature called Poetry Corner. We've got more stories by kids. And who knows, there may be some other surprises at the end, too.
And now, stories by kids.
The Little Lady by Ada. At the beach, the lady got stuck when she couldn't touch the floor. The sharks eat her. Somebody rescued her before the sharks eat her. A man rescued her and put her back on the shore. Some animals got a ride on a book. It felt hard. Some ladies played with blocks, and they banged blocks on the beach. When a fox comes and eats the little lady. The end.
And now a story written by Nathaniel Jones when he was 4.
M-M-M-M-M. Once there was an M, and he had a brother M, a sister M, and a mother M. And he had 2 Uncle M's. And he had a flashlight so he could see in the dark. And he had a cat, and he had a dog. The end.
That was a story written by Nathaniel Jones when he was 4. And now, Poetry Corner.
For our first Poetry Corner, I am going to read a poem I found on Facebook, posted by Nathan Devine on November 6th, 2010, called Creative by Nathaniel Jones III. Mind your manners within my mindscape. It is a maze, unlike my heart. Pleasant is its landscape, but inside is my heart. The beatings of my passions are encounters as well as designs. For inner working of the intellect is far past the lines. The lines are shadows and circles and squares, prisms of rainbow. A castle build alast my home. Although you are welcome, take care where you roam. Traps, lights, and cameras differ in every room. None are built to endanger. See can be your doom. Words, images, numbers, fact, lying before you to read and grasp. You misunderstood. Your visit take to a task. Walk into my chat room, gaping all the way, never taking heed to what is before you, each and every day. You guess I am talented. Sometimes you guess I'm bright. Aloud you may even admit that I am right. The word that's so simple, the one that you withdrew, being creative is my mind. This is all that is above you.
That was Creative by Nathaniel Jones III, read by Nathaniel Jones on the Nathaniel Jones Poetry Corner. And now, Funky Punky Monkey, a rap song written by Nathaniel Jones when he was in the 7th grade.
Look over there, swinging through the trees, a funky punky monkey is staring at me. His eyes are so big, he's staring at my wig. Maybe he'll stop if I give him a fig. Funky. Funky funky. He's a funky funky monkey and he's staring at me. He's swinging through the branches, eyes open so wide. His gaze is so hypnotic, I think my brain is fried. Funky. Funky funky. Please, funky monkey, quit staring at me. But the funky monkey is jumping off of the tree. The funky funky monkey is running at me. I think the funky monkey might just want some food. I will give him some of mine as long as he's not rude. Funky. Funky funky. That funky funky monkey is running at me. The funky funky monkey ran across the ground. The funky funky monkey's right behind me now. I wonder what the funky monkey's gonna do now. Funky. The funky monkey. The funky funky monkey is right up next to me. What's he doing now? He jumped up on my back. I said, hey, Mr. Monkey, do you want a snack? The monkey came right in front of me and stared into my eyes. He said, no, I like your back like I was giving it a prize. Funky. Funky funky. That funky funky monkey is running away from me. He ran out through the woods, so I looked into my pack. It was full of kangaroos and potatoes in a sack. I didn't know where they came from, but I have a hunch I do. He got them from the owner of a funky funky zoo. Funky. Funky funky. He's a funky funky monkey and he gave kangaroos to me. Funky. A funky funky. He's a funky funky monkey and he gave kangaroos to me.
That was Funky Punky Monkey.
That is about it for this week's unusually short episode of the podcast. This is Nathaniel Jones thanking you for listening and inviting you to tune in again next week at goodenoughfortheinternet.com. Have a great night.
This has been episode 17 of Good Enough for the Internet, the Nathaniel Jones podcast. Find more at goodenoughfortheinternet.com.